is a little bit of a difficult issue because you've got Russia saying that they're trying to bring in humanitarian aid and some military aid as well, which Putin has been upfront with, that he has always supported the regime of Assad. On the American side, they would like for, well, the American government would like for the American people to believe that ISIS is this great terrorist organization. Obviously, it's got different names. It's being called ISIS. It's being called ISIL. There's a couple of other names it's being called. But in the United States, we mostly know it as ISIS because that's what the media and that's what the government tells us they're called. Well, these are supposed to be the worst terrorists in the world that are terrorizing areas of Iraq and Syria. You have Putin, who wants to support Assad, who's fighting these terrorists. The truth of the matter is, of course, is that the CIA created ISIS, and they're nothing more than a bunch of missionaries that are being supplied by the U.S. and the U.K. So the whole thing is it's a fake scenario. But for the U.S. government now to say that Putin cannot help Syria, okay, well, he's been helping Syria all along, for one thing. But to try and put a stop to that, well, now in America, everybody understands that it's not Assad who's the problem. It's this group in that's going rogue and terrorizing and killing people in Syria and Iraq that's called ISIS. Not all Americans understand yet that ISIS is a creation of the CIA and is being supplied by the UK and the USA, but more and more people are starting to understand that. So I don't see how the U.S. government can make any type of argument that, hey, Russia can't help Assad when Assad is fighting ISIS and ISIS is supposed to be the threat. So to me, it's a bit of a quagmire. I don't see how the mainstream media or the U.S. government can sell the American public on Syria was a stable country when Obama took office. Okay, there was no problems with Syria. They were taking in refugees from the Iraq war and everything else, but their government was stable, their country was stable. Then all of a sudden, after we destabilized Libya, then Obama and Clinton had their eyes set upon destabilizing Syria. So now you've got the great refugee crisis coming out of Syria. But Putin has been a friend of Syria all along. Americans now understand that the Assad regime is not the problem. The problem is these ISIS terrorists